Now, we've heard about DNA and genes, but a common picture to illustrate genetics articles is of X-shaped structures, often in pairs. I wanted to find out more about what these pictures show. Humans have around 20,000 to 25,000 genes. All of these genes together are known as the genome. Each gene is made up of thousands of letters of DNA, so that's a very, very long molecular chain, which has to fit inside a dedicated structure of the cell called the nucleus. This presents unique problems.
DNA basically has two main problems. One of them is the packaging, and the other one is basically it has to be accessible.
Eugenio Sanchez Moran at the University of Birmingham. Here, he explains the scale of the problem and introduces us to a way of packaging DNA in a structure called the chromosome.
If we think the nucleus is a mini, a car, and with the same size of the mini, the nucleus will be, if we extend the DNA that we have in our cells, it will extend for over 150 miles, more or less, from Birmingham to Southend-on-Sea. That's always how I put that example, because it makes me laugh. But it's not only the packaging. It actually needs to be accessible. And it needs to be accessible because the DNA needs to have key biological processes. We need the replication of the DNA when the cells are dividing. We need to repair that DNA. So DNA is the only biomolecule that it needs to be repaired, because we cannot just exchange it, because it contains all the information that our cells need. And then obviously it has to do different divisions, like mitosis, that's cell cycle division, or meiosis, just to produce gametes. So the DNA actually has to be really accessible to do all these biological processes.
So a chromosome is a way of packaging DNA to get around those problems.
Yeah. A good example, too, is if you think about when you're going on holidays, you normally pack your clothes in different suitcases. So basically, nature has found this way of compact all this information in chromosomes to be able to move them and separate them in a proper dynamic way and with a proper order.
That's fantastic. So these sort of X-shaped chromosomes that people might be familiar with are nature's way of packing all its DNA ready to go on holiday. That's a fantastic image. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. And to be able to divide it in between two. Nature has been trying to correct and to actually come with an answer for these two problems. It's the same one. It's just producing what we call chromatin.
Chromatin is the combination of DNA and the proteins that it tightly wraps around. Lots of chromatin makes a chromosome, and lots of chromosomes make you.
Different organisms, they have different number of chromosomes. Early on in evolution, some bacteria will have only one molecule of DNA, that it will be just one chromosome, whereas later in evolution, that we will have more complex associations. So instead of one molecule, we will have our DNA divided in different molecules that they will produce different chromosomes.
What aspect of chromosomes are you looking into?
I'm quite interested in chromatin, so trying to see how this compaction of the DNA is done by the association of different proteins, especially from the point of view of DNA repair and recombination. In our case, we are working with plants, so we are really interested about food security and how we can produce crops for the future, because we are going into the next 50 years to dark years, and where we know if we are going to have enough food to feed the world. So anything that we can use for plant breeders to make sure that we will have enough production of crops, it will be more than welcome.
So are you looking at the way that chromosomes come together and how they're compacted so that you can look at ways to avoid mistakes being made in the division of DNA so that crop production would be much more efficient and things wouldn't go wrong?
Yeah, especially in the stages of meiotic division where we produce gametes, basically that is correlated with the fertility of the plant. So if we are thinking about crops like barley or wheat, we need that they are proper fertile so we got enough grain to produce the food. If something gets wrong with this compaction of DNA of chromosomes or the recombination of chromosomes in meiosis, the plants are going to be semi-sterile or infertile and they won't produce enough crops. We have been analyzing with different stresses like temperature, where we can see that it has an effect into the fertility of the crops and it has an effect, obviously, in the chromosome segregation.
Okay, and how do you look at chromosome condensation? What kind of techniques are you using?
We mostly use microscopy. from normal staining of the DNA to a specific staining of different DNA sequences, so we can analyze and distinguish different chromosomes and chromosome locations. We do quite a lot of immunolocalization. We use antibodies against some of these proteins or components of the chromatin of the chromosomes and trying to see where they are localized on the chromosome and how is the dynamics of these proteins during the cell cycle and chromosome division.